この街を生きていく術なんだ。
Hello everyone, welcome back to Captain Earth. I'm Ben Norris, episode 17, The Nights of the Midsummer, and today I have Jero.
Hey Posh, hey listeners.
Hey, what's up? Skyline's out, he's fighting the planetary gears right now. He'll be back next week, hopefully. But to jump in this episode, it's kind of a mix, well, more of like a, I guess, plot yet to come episode more than anything. Because Salty Dog's back, we had them in the first core, I guess you could say. So, and they're kind of doing some investigative work, and you have someone named Inspector Ando, and I guess she's trying to do the same thing. I guess recap on what everyone's been doing, what's going on at Globe since all this stuff has been going down. What did you think of her?
She was a very typical character. She came in, she was like, hey, I got these things, and they're pretty strong, and we don't need you guys. So there wasn't just really that much to her character, and just not even enough to work off of, trying to establish her character more, other than this person that's just bringing this new technology in. And not really a good reintroduction for Salty Dog, particularly. We haven't seen them in a while.
Right, I would think they were bringing someone who had a different personality, someone who's maybe more friendly, to win them on their good side and then backstab them when they're not expecting it.
Wasn't like the last time we saw him when Daichi threw that boomerang?
Yeah, the last time we saw him and he got his live luster around that time too.
That was like episode 6.
Yeah, so, I agree with you. She's kind of the same as the other guy. I mean, she did the whole, threaten him with some things here and there, and then walked off into that room and had that coffee cup and did the same thing the other guy did. So it's like, really, she brings nothing new as far as her character. I thought that was kind of wasted.
I agree.
They could have done something different with that, but I guess her job is there is just, like I said, inspect things, and to her surprise, she's confused that the fate of the world is left up to these children, and she's just like, this is kind of awkward why the kids are in charge of saving the world, like. And I guess their main goal is trying to get Hana, of course, again. Mm-hmm. But she's in space, so they almost wonder. Right? They almost wonder if he knew ahead of time that she was coming, so he sent Hana away so they wouldn't catch her. It's like he probably did. He's into a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. And it's good that he can trust. I forget Akari's mom's first name, but that he's able to rely on her to keep Hana there.
Right. But they do mention a thing that is a spy on that space station, so I'm like, could it be Akari's mom? I could see that being an interesting twist later on, but because she was acting kind of weird at the end of the episode. She was asking Hana, like, how can you be, so faithful and, Daichi and Tepe? She's like, because we're a team. That kind of surprised her.
Mm-hmm.
But, I could see her being maybe the spy, but it may be someone else.
Yeah, I'm not really sure who, because everybody hasn't really shown much of anything that would lead me to believe they're the spy, so.
Right, because it's only, Kyubey wants her because of her power. The Gears want her because of her power as well. So everybody wants her because of her power, so it's like, now that she's really, kind of just a lab lesser now, she kind of changed the game, I think, for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to move on from that, we have Hana, she's up in space doing her thing, but Daichi looks kind of lonely without her, because Akari and Tepe kind of tease him about it. They even go far as to pits. It's kind of like, oh, he's not the only one missing Hana, and they make fun of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Daichi misses Hana more than Pits does.
Right, he's making this little thing like, oh, I don't miss her. Like, he's trying to play it off like he doesn't, but we know he does.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny, Akari's line of like, she was like, because she did the belly button forte again, if you, missed that. Mm-hmm. And she, makes a comment that she feels like she has to wear less, more revealing clothing because Hana's not around. I was like, wow, this girl.
Yeah, and there was a scene where she turned around and belly button forte was right in our direct line of sight on the camera, and I almost thought, are they going to break the fourth wall here? That would be weird for this show. But she just said something, because Daichi had said, who are you showing your belly button to, I think.
Right, yeah. She's just like, I don't know, I feel like I had to. Like, yeah, it would be weird if they did that. But on the Globe side of things, you know, since Pitts is out, they're basically using, I guess, these people going in a coma, like a massive amount of people. So they're using that as like a way to pinpoint where the Gears are attacking. Mm-hmm. And this week we actually have the first 2-on-2 fight, which is kind of a surprise.
Yeah, they had to change it up from their usual 1-on-1.
Yeah, and usual, like, most shows like this is like, why don't they all attack at once? You know, like, why do you got to do 1-on-1 fights all the time? And, you know, they do the 2-on-2, which is kind of interesting, and it does seem one-sided for a bit, you know, talk with Tepe and Daichi getting owned as usual.
Yeah.
But, and Mocha using some, like, hacker abilities to hack these Arc Faction weapons, I think they're Orbital something. But I was like,
Orbital Impactors.
Yeah, I was like, I saw that coming a mile away. I'm like, she's going to hack those things. I mean, it's kind of obvious. And, you know, Ando, she's kind of freaked out. She's like, oh my god, really? They did this? I'm like, wow, you really don't pay attention at all.
Pretty much anything in the series is hackable at this point.
Yeah, even like I've mentioned it a little bit here in a few minutes that, you know, Akari manages to hack into the Gears, their cube, the ego block. And I'm like, okay, apparently you can hack that, I guess.
Yeah. That
it seems kind of, you know, overpowered.
It does. And it kind of worries me a little bit that the show, like, it's a point that Irene had made, I remember many episodes back, that Akari is a little too overpowered. And at first, I kind of got it, but this... Mm-hmm. It seems overreaching.
Yeah, it does seem a little ridiculous. And as far as, you know, I get that Akari and them, they're the good guys. I get that. But it's like, you're kind of giving her, like, this unbeatable, you know, plot armor that you can't beat her if it involves a computer. So it's like, to me, it's like, how do you stop someone who can hack, basically immobilize you for a good, you know, 10 seconds while they can take you out? Like, how do you stop someone that can... It's like every fight now is going to be like that now, if she can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if people are back, well, because Mocha left the back door open for the hack. That's why she was allowed to do that. But, like, I'm pretty sure if Kari did it once, she can do it again.
Yeah.
So. She seems smart enough for that.
And who knows, maybe when they all eventually do charge, that's something that she'll try to do, is hack into their ego block.
Right, and I'm, like, wondering if, you know, if she can hack into them, can't Mocha hack into, you know, the planetary robots, the Earth machines?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure she could do the same thing. So it's like, seems like Mocha, it's not very bright, but she's a good hacker, but just not that quite skilled compared to Akari.
As a fighter, no.
Because you would think it would be all the way around, you know, her being an older character, maybe Mocha would have the advantage.
Yeah.
Would have more knowledge than that, but apparently, I guess, not the case.
for being, like, what, hundreds of years or something like that?
Right, yeah. But even before that, there's something I missed out. Setsuna and, Amara's view on the humans, you know, Setsuna views them as they're just food source. They don't care about him at all. They're finite. That's what he says.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Setsuna, on the other hand, kind of says that, you know, kind of backfires at him. Like, we were finite once before, too.
Yeah.
So, like, I can see she kind of sides with the humans a little bit.
Although, know? I kind of, the other way you can see that is Setsuna saying, don't take the humans for granted.
Right, yeah.
You know, they can beat us.
Uh-huh. Which I guess is probably a hint towards how, you know, Akari just shut them both down in a matter of minutes, like, really fast. Like, it was, like, no sweat off her, you know, to do anything like that. So, yeah, I agree on that. And I guess she's probably almost hinting towards, you know, the inevitable ending of the series, that, of course, the humans are going to eventually somehow win in this. But, but yeah. So what do you think of the episode overall? Like,
as a whole? I didn't really like it that much. I thought it was very similar to the last episode with Hana, and this whole thing about battling and then the ego blocks go away, it's getting bothersome at this point for me. And I just want, you know, we talked about episode, it seems weird because things happen in episode 15, but I want, you know, some real repercussions to happen in this series, because this episode kind of felt like it was maybe dragging its feet a little bit.
Right, definitely. I mean, though, I think the only way they can rectify all this is if we have the planetary Gears eventually get their Live Lusters, like, they figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has proven that Live Luster power is probably the most OP power you can have in this series. Because, you know, like Hana can bend the beam whenever she wants and easily defeat them. So it's like, you know, the Gears need to get a leg up on the globe and everyone else somehow. And I'm hoping if they all attack, which is, I think, what the plan is eventually, for the Alden to attack at once, they might get something. Like, for me, if they blew up, you know, the space station, that would, you know, destroy their way of, you know, defending Earth if they destroyed the space stations. If they destroy Globe, it's another thing they can get rid of, you know. Yeah. Or if Kyuubei finally makes his move and does something against Globe and sides with the Gears, I mean, they gotta do something.
Yeah, he needs to stop doing whatever it is he's doing now.
Right.
It's not the same, but for some reason I thought of like the scene in Spider-Man 3 where Peter Parker goes emo and he's in that club and he smacks Mary Jane. There's something kind of similar going on with Kyuubei right now.
Right, he's going through this, you know, this weird figuring out.
Yeah, personality issue. Or Kyuubei / Puck.
Right. And, yeah, I agree with that. I mean, overall, I thought it was kind of a meh episode. Extra stuff, there's not much. There's a fan service in space, which caught me off guard. I'm like, how are these women? Like, oh, we're the anti-gravity, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah, and two girls that I don't really know their names, but I guess we've seen them on the ship with Yamatsuri. You know, good camera angles there.
Right, like they used the camera in the... Yeah, but they're definitely trying to hit on Tepe when you first saw him. And I'm like, isn't he like half their age? I mean, those girls, they're at least in their 20s. It had to be. I'm like, kind of funny. And you mentioned the belly button forte, and it's back in. You know, that's fun. And Kyuubei, you know what you were saying about him earlier, I think he's just building a harem. He's just... There's a new girl that came in the elevator. He was looking at her like, you know, you're next. Like,
yeah, right as Hitomi's next to him.
Right, like not a care in the world, you know. Which means like that's gonna backfire on him.
Yeah, and she doesn't really seem to show any emotion about it to Hitomi.
Right, she's just like, eh, whatever, threesome. It's like gonna happen sooner or later. But yeah, I guess that's the episode. I mean, see you guys for next time. Episode 18, I think, is more like a gotta save Hana episode. I think Akari's going out to space.
All right.
I think so. Maybe get Akari doing something. So, see you guys next week.
Bye.
には吸い込まれるような青さが広がる